Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word this evening, the words I just read to you a moment ago, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 7, and also Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, particularly where it says, "Your faith is more precious than gold." Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, the last two Wednesdays, we have said that Revelation 1, verse 9 is a summary at the beginning of the book of Revelation that tells us what the book of Revelation is about, but also a summary of the Christian life, a listing of what you possess as a Christian. As Christians, we worship the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We also have three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And in Revelation 1:9, we have three things that we possess. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation, in the kingdom, and in the perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about tribulation. Last week, we talked about the kingdom. Tonight, we talk about patient endurance. Or, we could say, faith. Because they're really the same thing. Patient endurance and faith are the same thing. Well, tonight's reading from 1 Peter chapter 1 takes us back to last week, and it's good that we start there so we know where we're going. It reminds us of the kingdom that we have in Jesus. It says, "According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is three things: imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." That's what awaits us. But if that wasn't enough, the Lord says, "I'm going to give you something else. Something else for the present time. Something also that is extremely valuable." And he says, "By my Holy Spirit, I give you your faith. Your faith in the Lord Jesus, which is more precious than gold." To get some perspective on that, I will tell you that on Monday, the market price of gold was $4,314.10 an ounce. An ounce of gold is about like this by this. It's very small. $4,314.10 for that one little ounce. But your faith is more precious than gold. Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 22. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, "You are those who have stood by me in my trials. And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." We'd like him to stop there, but he goes on. Simon, that's Peter, "Behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." We see something similar in the New Testament for Peter as what happened in the Old Testament for Job. If you remember, Satan sifted him like wheat too. And Satan progressively took away from him his property and his possessions and his livelihood and his children and his health and his marriage and his friendships. And Peter too was sifted by Satan. And our Lord Jesus said, I will pray for you. Now, what is instructive here is not just that Jesus would pray for him, but what is instructive is what our Lord Jesus did not pray for. What he did not pray for Peter. He did not say, Dear Father in heaven, Gospel of John, I know that you always hear me, so therefore, don't let Peter lose his house. Dear Father in heaven, don't let him lose his horse. I guess he's a poor man, he had a donkey. Father in heaven, don't let him lose his business. Father in heaven, don't let him lose his boat, because that was his business. Father in heaven, don't let him lose his spouse. Father in heaven, don't let him lose his children. Father in heaven, don't let him lose his health. Father in heaven, don't let him lose his life. Father in heaven, don't let him lose his gold. And why didn't he pray that? Because there was something more precious that had to be prayed for. But what could be worth more than $4,314.10 an ounce? What was it? Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, that you will not lose your trust in me as your Lord Jesus Christ, that your assurance of cleansing in the Lord Jesus will not fail, that your expectation of good and salvation from the Lord Jesus will not fail, that your eternal security in a place together with the Lord Jesus will not fail. Martin Luther talked about something similar in words I think many of us could probably say by heart because they come in a hymn and it's always easy to remember things put to music. What did he say? He said, Take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Let these all be gone, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. Of course, that's the old hymn, A Mighty Fortress. The kingdom ours remaineth. It's like our Lord Jesus said, and I read for you just a moment ago, Luke 22. He said, The kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And so tonight's lesson from 1 Peter, that your faith might be found, not disappearing, but that it might be found for praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Now you could read that or understand that in two different ways. You could say that your faith will give praise and glory and honor to the Lord Jesus, which is a good thing, which is what any Christian person wants. Or you could read it as your faith will result in praise and glory and honor given to you by the Lord because your Lord loves to give, given by your generous God when he says, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your master. Because your faith is more precious than gold, even at $4,314.10 an ounce. And when you think about that price, you might think for a moment, what is it that makes gold precious? Well, people would say it's beauty, and yet in God's eternal kingdom, what do they use gold for? The streets. They pave the streets with it. What makes gold precious? Well, because of what it can buy. And yet in God's eternal kingdom, Revelation 21, there is no need. The city of God has no need. What makes gold precious? You say, well, it gives you security. That's what all the commercials say. And yet in the Lord's eternal kingdom, there is no fear or evil or violence or theft. Revelation 21, there's nothing unclean. Nobody who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it is your faith that brings you there, that gets you there, that gift of God that is more precious than gold. And when that faith speaks, what does it say? There's a lot of things in the Bible, but how about Psalm 27? The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, it's they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that's single-minded, one thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple, for he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord, because you have a faith that is more precious than gold. And together with that faith, what does it lead to? There is tribulation, that's true. That's part of our possession. But there's also the kingdom. And then the kingdom calls for perseverance, or once again, faith. And may the Lord Jesus keep us all in our faith, all in our trust in him, all the way into that kingdom. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.